News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Monday update. United Way of the Brazos Valley and Allison Prince on hand. And we were just talking about another round of holiday gift wrapping taking place.
Absolutely. 211 is did their first weekend of holiday gift wrapping at Post Oak Mall, and they did pretty well for their first weekend, raised just over $500 in 2 days. So they'll be out there again this next week, next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, I believe it's like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then Sunday, I think it's 11 to 7, I believe. But they're right there, kind of in the food court next to, in front of Bell's, next to Journeys and Sunglass Hut. And we're wrapping presents, and you can provide a donation of whatever you see fit. These funds do go to our 211 program. They do receive state funding. They do receive a little bit of money from Community Campaign, but that doesn't cover everything. And so they do have to do a little bit of fundraising. So this is one thing that they do just to raise some money.
Let's visit a little bit about how the overall campaign's going.
Yeah, campaign, we're now technically on Community Campaign 15 weeks in. And we'll keep, campaign keeps going for Community Campaign. We really try and do a big push in the fall. And so, of course, this is kind of crunch time for the fall because we're coming to an end. But we really will keep campaign going through April because we've got several companies that do their campaigns in the new year. But so far this year, we've got great numbers to report. Of course, our campaign kicked off a little bit ahead of it usually being because of our wonderful gift from BB&T of $100,000. So that really helped set us in the right direction. And I think it also helped set the tone for the community that, you know, we really can come together and make a huge impact. So far this year, we've received pledges of just under $350,000 on our community campaign. And to give you some comparison to last year at the same period of time, we had only received just right around $157,000 of pledges at that time. So we are quite a bit ahead this year, which is good, but that doesn't mean our work is done. We also had a much higher campaign goal for this year because we were trying to recover from a little bit of a down year last year. So we still have a lot of work to do, and we can't do it without the community support. In SECC, we are about 7% higher than we were at this point last year, a little bit low of our goal still. That will wrap up here in the next few weeks because SEC is just strictly in the fall. That's our state employee charitable campaign for all of the state employees throughout the region. So overall, we're doing pretty well. We're very excited about that, and that's not because of us by ourselves. That's been the work of our board and our volunteers, our loaned executives that are out there just visiting with companies and letting them know how their employees can give to United Way and how you can be a part of our work.
This year's goal for the community campaign being?
Is just at $700,000. That was our original goal. And we came up with that goal for, it's actually tied to actual businesses that we feel can bring that in. So when BB&T came out and said, you know, we're going to contribute $100,000, all that did was push our goal a little bit more. We still fully intend to hit our original $700,000 goal. It's just nicely padded with another $100,000 on top of that. Combined between the two, SECC and Community Campaign, that's a lot of times how people think of our United Way campaign, is right around $1.3 million.
Still time, obviously, in the calendar year to consider an individual gift.
Oh, yeah. We'll be getting a lot of those over the next few weeks, so you're welcome to put that in the mail to us. We will be closed from Christmas Eve or the day before Christmas Eve until the day Till New Year's Day. We'll reopen on January 2nd, but the mail still comes, and we have a couple staff people who are stopping by the office and picking checks up and things like that. So we will definitely, you can still make your contributions. You can even drop them by our office. We have a little mail slot. You can drop them in. We'll be checking that every few days over the holidays as well. And to do that, if you'd like to mail your gift to us, you can mail that to United Way of the Brazos Valley at 909 Southwest Parkway East. You have to get that east in there. Let's just try and throw every direction we possibly can. Then it's College Station 77840.
And all that information online at the United Way website, uwbv.org.
Absolutely.
That's our update this week. Allison Prince, United Way of the Brazos Valley, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.